There's the school bell, and so it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and are you ready for your Bible question? Now, you know the answer to this, and if you don't guess it right away, as soon as you hear the answer, you're going to say, oh, I knew that. I knew that was the answer. Here's the question. We're studying about Cain and Abel, and how that Cain killed Abel. And when Jehovah came to Cain, Jehovah asked Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And what did Cain answer? What was Cain's answer to that question? When God asked him, where is your brother? What did he answer? We'll read that out of the text in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now to our Bible question. Jehovah said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? What is Abel's reply? Let me read to you from Genesis chapter 4. I'm going to begin in verse 8, and then I'll read on down a few verses, but we'll have the answer in verse 9. And Cain told Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now, Genesis 4:9. And Jehovah said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, you probably knew the answer to that. Even if you didn't guess it, now you know, oh yes, I remember that's what he said. Cain told a lie when he said, I know not. He knew where his Abel brother was because he had left his body there dead. It's interesting that he asked, am I my brother's keeper? You remember back up earlier in the chapter, in Genesis chapter 4, where it says that Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So now Cain is saying, am I my brother's keeper? Abel kept the sheep. Who did Cain keep? Well, it's playing on that same word. Am I supposed to look after my brother? You know, we are to look after our brethren, aren't we? And we're not supposed to murder them the way Cain did. And there's some that seem like have not learned that lesson. But that's very basic. So, am I my brother's keeper? Let's read what Elam had to say about this in Elam's notes. And this is from a Sunday school lesson from April the 25th, 1926. And he's talking about the spiritual aspect of this and what this did religiously. This marks the beginning of strife, bitterness, and division over matters of religion, and they have not ceased yet. Cain told Abel his brother, and said unto him in the margin, as Adam Clark says, in the most correct Hebrew editions, there's a small space left here in the text, and a circular mark which refers to a mote in the margin, intimating that there's a hiatus or deficiency in the text. This supposed deficiency, as supplied in principal ancient version, says Clark, is, let us walk out, or let us walk out into the field. However, this is, Cain doubtless talked the matter over with Abel. We may well imagine that the righteous Abel remonstrated with Cain that the only right and safe way to worship God is to do as he directs, and that this alone is worshiping in faith, and that he besought Cain to repent and do this. Had Cain replied, as the wisdom of the world does now to such appeals, he would have called Abel narrow and bigoted, and would have said he had as much right to his opinions and ways as Abel had to his, and so that no one was sincere and honest in what he did, it did not matter what offering was brought. One may have as much right to his way in the worship of God as another has to his way, but the ways are both are an abomination in God's sight. No man has as much right to his way as God has to his. The vast difference between man's ways and God's ways is set forth in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. The wisdom of the world says, Cain brought an offering of what he had, and Abel of what he had, and why was not one as acceptable as the other? As we have seen, one was of the wisdom of men, and hence of Satan. The other was of faith, and hence of God. This was the first division over matters of religion in the world, and it was in the first family. What caused it? One brother did by faith the will of God, the other by human wisdom his own will. Abel could have gone with Cain in departing from the will of God and had peace, but both would have been lost. They could have been one in doing by faith the will of God, and both would have been saved. Now, who was to blame for this division? There are differences and divisions over matters of religion now, and who are to blame for them? Are those who do only the will of God to blame? Or are those who digress and depart from the will of God to blame? It is a curious and spurious logic and trick of Satan which tries to place the sin of division on those who walk by faith and hence do only the will of God. Cain was the one then who became angry and showed a bitter spirit, and those who turn from the will of God now manifest that same spirit, the way of Cain. Now, why did Cain kill Abel? This first division over matters of religion led to murder. For Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. For this Abel was not to blame, unless one is to blame for not adding to or taking from the will of God, or turning from it altogether. Murder was a terrible sin, but Cain's still more terrible sin of rebellion against God led to it. Envious and most bitter indeed is the one who turns away from God's order of worship to his own and in consequence slays his brother. Much have been said and should be said about Cain's sin in slaying Abel. God says now, "Whoso hateth his brother is a murderer." 1 John 3 and verse 15. When children are taught that Cain was the first murderer, they should be taught also what led Cain to do this. Now we know that one sin leads to another. We read in Genesis chapter 4 verses 9 and 10. Jehovah said unto Cain, "Where is Abel thy brother?" And he said, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" And he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." Changing God's order of worship led Cain to bitterness and murder, and to these sins he added that of lying. So today, departing from God's way of work and worship or from his will in any particular or adding to it leads to strife, bitterness, hatred, and division. When God asked, "Where is Abel thy brother?" he said, "I know not, am I my brother's keeper?" Some think that Cain also cast reflections upon God by intimating that God exercised special care over Abel and should keep up with and protect him. Everyone now is his brother's keeper to the extent of his ability to influence others to do good or evil. Paul said that he was pure from the blood of all men. because he had done all he could to bring them to salvation, Acts 20 and verse 26. No one can live or die to himself. No one can live without responsibility to God and men. God at once showed that he knew of Cain's foul deed by declaring that voice of Abel's blood crieth unto him from the ground. Some suppose that Cain had buried Abel's body to prevent anyone from finding out what he had done. Abel's blood crieth unto God for vengeance. Those who have been slain for the word of God cry unto God to avenge their blood. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 10. And then we read about the curse of Cain. In verses 11 and 12 of Genesis 4, "And now cursed art thou from the ground, which thou hast opened, which has opened its mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee its strength. A fugitive and a wanderer shalt thou be in the earth." Cain was cursed from the ground and made a fugitive and a wanderer. When he tilled the ground, it no longer yielded its strength, and he was driven from the presence of God and all family connections. Clark says, "No state out of endless perdition can be considered more awful than this." The margin puts it that Cain said, "Mine iniquity is greater than can be forgiven." He was left without hope and said that whosoever should find him as he wandered and fled would slay him. This and other statements show that there were many people on the earth then. Thousands could have descended from Adam and Eve by that time. God promised that he would avenge sevenfold whoever slew Cain, and marked Cain so that no one finding him would smite him. What this mark was, we do not know. Cain was married, and after this, children were born unto him. Through faith, Abel had borne witness to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it, his faith, he being dead, yet speaketh, Hebrews 11 and verse 4. With these and similar examples in the Bible, all now should learn the inestimable importance of worshiping God by faith. Now that ends the formal part of that Sunday school lesson, but there's a special article at the end of this that I will begin now and probably have to finish in the next program, called Noah and the Ark. Most worthy mention is made of Noah in the New Testament by Jesus and the apostles. If we understand these references and learn from Noah's character the lessons God would teach us, we must study his life here. We must study carefully chapters 6 through 9 and all references to Noah and his salvation in the ark. Between this lesson and the one the historian briefly passes over, a period of about 1,600 years. More than 1,500 years are covered by one chapter in Genesis chapter 5. By a simple calculation on the lives of the patriarchs, it will be seen that Adam lived to see the ninth generation, living 56 years with Lamech, Noah's father, and died only 126 years before Noah was born. Adam and Noah were contemporary with six of those old patriarchs, Adam the first part and Noah the last part of their lives. They were Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Methuselah, and Lamech. Methuselah died the very year of the flood. Noah was contemporary with his father 595 years, and with Methuselah, his grandfather, 600 years. With Jared, his great-grandfather, 366 years. And with Mahalalel, 234 years. with Kenan 179 years, and with Enos 84 years.